This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Yeah, big outage today for the X, formerly Twitter. Here's Elon talking about it.
It was a massive cyber attack to try to bring down the X system with IP addresses originating in the Ukraine area.
We had a great conversation at our fish fry on Friday with George Rosenthal, who was there just to attend the fish fry, and we knew that, so we jumped on with him, or he jumped on with us, and we were talking about some of these issues. We did not know at that time that X was going to be hit. How are you this afternoon, George? Thanks for jumping on here, and I hope you had some nice fish on Friday. But this is kind of crazy. It's taken the X down several times, hasn't it?
Jeez.
Yes, it started at 6 o'clock this morning, and thanks again for having me on. Yeah, it was a great fish fry. To back up just a second, it was awesome. It was great seeing everybody live and outside of the studio. That was very, very, very cool.
Yeah, we like that.
Yeah. X, though, today has been taken down several times, and as you heard Elon talking about, it's originating from Ukraine. There is a group that's taking credit for this called Dark Storm, and basically what they did is a distributed denial-of-service attack. So what this is all the different computers and internet devices like your refrigerator, certain routers, millions and millions of devices that are on the internet that have been infected by malware that we talk about all the time, are then used as bots. It's called a botnet, and they're used basically as zombie bots that go out and then will continuously attack and hit the IP addresses of certain websites that they want to take down. And what happens is they just overload the servers. They can't handle it, and it just shuts down the whole system. So that's what they're doing right now. And Elon even said, you know, we get attacked every day, but this was done with a lot of resources. He said, again, either a large group, coordinated group, or a country is involved. And then he said that earlier today. And then all of a sudden today he's saying it's coming out of the Ukraine. And just to give you a little bit of background on Darkstorm, these guys were founded just a couple years ago in 2023. They're recognized for some serious cyber warfare attacks. They have a pro-Palestinian agenda, and they have basically said to the world that they are going to attack every single entity that is backing Israel. So you can see kind of where this is going.
Jeez.
Yeah.
But so what happens if it goes down? It goes down at 6 a.m. Like, I've never yet experienced an outage today. So for me, Ethan, my producer, I was sending him stuff. A lot of the audio comes from X, formerly Twitter. And he said, yeah, it's been out. So every time I've tried to use it, it's fine. But is it a situation where, you know, they're hit and then they bring it back online and then something else, you know, brings it back down? Or is it just the same thing? Does that make any sense? I don't even know if I'm talking about the right thing here.
Absolutely. No, you're saying the exact right thing. In fact, what they'll do is they'll do an attack, take it down, and then there's things that you can do to combat a denial of service attack. Things like traffic filtering. Think about like a bouncer at a club. They're going to try to check every ID that of people coming in. So that's going to be a kind of a filter. There's ways you can scale up capacity in the cloud by adding more and more servers from third parties that will increase the capacity to handle the attack. You can do things like limiting the rate, meaning how often is someone able to ping that IP address? It's kind of like limiting, one order of coffee per customer at a coffee shop. So there's things you can do to stop the attack, but then what happens is they'll regroup and then send the whole millions of infected computers back at those IP addresses again and overload them again. And so it's this constant battle of trying to upgrade servers, increase capacity, checking where these attacks are coming from. And see, it's truly live warfare back and forth to keep the site up and running.
Suffice it to say, if ThrottleNet was representing X, formerly Twitter, you'd be pretty damn busy today, constantly.
Absolutely. Yes, this is a very busy day for every single person at X.
Wow.
This is a very, very busy day. But again, this is something that Elon was saying earlier this morning. It happens all the time to them because of who they are. And obviously, Elon being Elon, that they're constantly under attack. It just so happens that this one, he said, is so overwhelming that it had to be an organized group or a country that's doing this.
Yeah. George, awesome stuff. Wow. It was great to catch up with you on Friday. Thanks for the information here this afternoon. We'll see where it takes us, but I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thanks so much.
That's crazy. So again, kind of on and off, trying to get a handle on it. We'll keep you posted. We got Sue's News coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.